Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and we're at Dolphin.
I know you guys.
Do you?
I don't know you.
And we're with Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Hi, Dave.
How's it going?
It's good, yeah. It's good.
Okay, now Dolphin, as people know, produce Supernova, screen reading and screen magnification, Easy Converter for Braille translation and large print, and Guide. So, what's new this year?
Okay, so the thing that we're exhibiting this year is our Windows 10 support with Supernova 15. We're also promoting Guide, but our main new thing is our support for Windows 10. So what we're saying to people is Dolphin is ready for Windows 10. That's our message. So anyone wishing to upgrade to Windows 10 can be reassured that Dolphin is ready.
What do people need to know about Windows 10? Because it's coming later this month. The 29th of July, I believe, is slated as the release date. What are the key differences between Windows 10 and previous versions of Windows?
Okay, so Windows 10, I guess, is we've kind of gone back a bit in terms of we have kind of the start menu. So it's a bit similar to Windows 7 in the way you navigate. It has, quite a few new features. So, for example, it has Microsoft's own built-in thing called Cortana, which is a voice assistant. So the theory is you're meant to be able to speak to the assistant. I don't know, for example, open a Microsoft Word document or what's the weather today or whatever. And there's a whole new set of apps to go with it. So we have Microsoft Edge, which is the new web browser to go along with Windows 10. And accessibility-wise, it's pretty much the same as previous versions. So there's no worries in terms of accessibility. I don't know if there's anything specific you want to know about it.
Well, so is Supernova going to work with all of that then?
Okay, so to begin with, Supernova won't support all the apps. So, for example, when you first start to use Windows 10, you'll need to use the desktop version of Internet Explorer, but everything else should work okay. So all the native, like the File Explorer, all the menus are all accessible, but all of the apps at the moment aren't fully compatible as of yet. So we kind of recommend people to be using the desktop applications. So, for the internet, it would be Internet Explorer 11, or it'd be a desktop email client.
And how about Cortana? Because one of the things that really bugs me about my phone is when I try to use the voice assistant on there, sometimes the screen reader keeps babbling and, at the same time as you're talking. That's really quite annoying. So we were going to use Supernova to access Cortana on Windows 10. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, tests so far have shown that there isn't a conflict between the two, and they're still kind of in the early stages of development, so Windows 10's changing all the time, but so far we haven't come across any problems using Supernova in conjunction with Cortana. As long as you use, the recommendation is to use a headset. If you're using a screen reader and Cortana, obviously we'd kind of recommend you use a headset, otherwise that might be where you get the conflict.
Now, you mentioned Internet Explorer, so that's still around, even though we've got this new Microsoft Edge web browser. So should I take it from that you cannot use Edge at this point with Supernova?
At the present moment in time, you can't. So we say to people, use Internet Explorer. So that's not to say that won't change, but at the present moment in time, it is Internet Explorer, yeah.
And is that just with the screen reading, or how about the magnification? Would that work with Edge?
Yeah, the magnification should work with Edge. The only thing that you might come across is some of the tracking might not work very well. But text-wise, you know, visually, it should look absolutely fine. We've not come across any problems in regards to that. So if you're a basic magnification user, you should be able to use Edge and the other applications, or the other apps, should I say, is kind of the word.
Okay, and I know that when we went to Windows 8, there were a couple of features that were still only available on Windows 7. I think Line View, and is that still going to be the case in Windows 10?
It's quite likely to be, yeah. I mean, I've not had any kind of official line as to whether Line View will be working with Windows 10. But as far as I believe, it's not something that's working at the moment. So, you know, my advice to people would be to kind of, when obviously Supernova 15 is first released, there will be some kind of detailed notes as to what will work and what won't work. So because things are still changing at the moment, it's hard to really say.
And how about the Braille support? Are all the usual suspects in terms of Braille displays all going to be working with Supernova on Windows 10?
Yeah, so initial tests so far would indicate so. We're still in the process of testing all the Braille displays that we have at Dolphin. The only problem is sometimes we have with, if the Braille display uses, you know, an external driver or whatever that's not compatible with Windows 10, but we haven't come across any so far that don't work. But again, obviously, for 15 and Windows 10, we'll be putting together a list of supported Braille displays. But all the major ones, like HumanWare and the Alva Braille displays especially, so far they seem to be working okay with Windows 10. So
okay. During my last year at Dolphin, we spent a lot of time talking about the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And bookshelf, for those that don't know, provides a consistent interface to access multiple accessible libraries, so you can borrow books from the likes of Bookshare and others. So is that pretty much as we were, or is there anything new to report? Libraries?
No, that's exactly the same. The libraries are increasing all the time. You know, most recently we've added the RNIB Talking Newspaper service into Supernova. That's probably the most recent one. But no, there's
NLS Bard as well.
That is going to be there as well. So there are libraries being worked on all the time. I can't name any at the moment because I can't think of any at the moment. So off the top of my head. But yeah, there are we're working on ones all the time. So as time comes on, they will be added.
Okay. So that's Supernova. Anything on any of the other Dolphin products that we need to know? Any new developments?
Not really. Supernova 15 is the biggest thing.
Are we able to see it? Have you got it on the machine here? Supernova 15 on Windows? Let's have a listen.
Got Supernova.
So we have.
There we go.
Dolphin say so 6 of 9. Dolphin publisher 3.525 of 9. Dolphin guide 4 of 9.
Okay, Dolphin, so you're arrowing around the Windows 10 desktop. So do you want to bring up the start menu?
Yeah, so if we bring up the start menu, we
search. Search the web and Windows Edit.
So it takes you straight into a search box. So this search box will allow you to search the whole computer or on the web or wherever you want to. So it's a universal search box. Similar to Windows 8, really, in that respect. So if we go down.
Start. Most used list view. Account picture for the site Village 1 button.
So that takes you to that.
Supernova Access Suite 15.01 unselected 1 of 6. Get started 2 of 6. Get Skype 3 of 6. People 4 of 6.
Okay.
Maps 5 of 6.
And do you want to just. I presume we haven't got a microphone, so we can't try Cortana.
No, but I can.
Places list view.
Do you have any productivity apps on here? Have you got Word?
Space. D. Desktop. List view. Opening Word. Minimize button.
There we are.
Word. New group.
Okay, so you do create new document.
Activate office. Enter the activate or interrupt. Learn more. Privacy. Sign in active. Tab. Word. Tip blog post.
Doesn't like me at the moment.
Well, it's still a work in progress, but yeah. There it is. Supernova running on Windows 10. And hopefully, you know, once it's sort of in the shops, then, you know, we'll be able to use all those productivity applications.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, at the moment, Windows are still issuing us with different builds of Windows 10. So there's a lot of changes still coming. So, yeah, it definitely, you know, it will be working. Obviously, at the moment, it's... yeah, it's finally come back.
There we are.
Oh, there we
go. Let's go into Enter Word.
Blank line.
So
there we go.
Blank line.
So we can type. So.
A-E-L-L-O. Hello space.
Hello space. All right then, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. Any pricing information?
I do not have that to hand at the moment. But one thing I can say is that for all customers that currently upgrade to version 14, they will automatically be entitled to version 15. So, you know, at the moment, that would be the line on it. So if you wanted to upgrade to 14 now, and you'll be entitled to also 15.
Okay. And
so you might have to, if you want pricing, then we might need to find someone who's got that info.
For more information, do you want to just give out the website and telephone number?
So for more information, if you visit us at www.yourdolphin.com, and the phone number is 01905 754 577.
And that's in the UK. Ben from Dolphin, thank you very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.